We're up to Iyov, what's called the 14th chapter, the 11th pasuk. Iyov said, "What is the human being? What is man? For what? What's he worth? Over this, ask Iyov. Over this, you open your eyes. Over this, you invest all this effort." Iyov says, a tree has more of a future than a human being. The tree, even if you cut it down, afterwards, if it comes in contact with water, it comes back to life. It grows new sprouts. It keeps growing. But the human being, when he dies, he's just dead. And we said this was one of the key errors of Iyov, that Iyov figured it's all finite. It's all in this world. So that's what we read in Pasuk Yud. V'gever yamut v'yechelash v'yigva adam. When a person dies, he's so weak, it's over. There's nothing, no future, he's never coming back. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Azlumayim miniyam v'nahar yecherav v'yavesh. Just like when the waters go from the sea to the river, and then it dries out, it's over, they ain't coming back. So that's the way a human being is. If azlumayim miniyam, when the waters finish from the sea, v'nahar yecherav v'yavesh, so too the river that flows from it dries and it's finished, it's destroyed. Ve'ish shachav. Ve'ish shachav ve'lo yakum ad bilti shamayim lo yakihitzu ve'lo yayohu mishinatam. So too the human being when he dies, ve'lo yakum, he ain't coming back, he's not coming back up, ad bilti shamayim, till the heavens wear thin, lo yakitzu, they're not waking again. Velo yeoru mishnatam, and they will not be aroused from their sleep. Miyitein bishol tatzpineini tastireini adshuv apecha tashit lichok vetizkereini. If there were life after death, then I wish you'd hide me in the grave until your anger ceases, until your anger is over. Tashit lichok, and you'd give me a set time when your anger will be over. V'tizkireni, and remember me, bring me back from the grave. Yov says, if only there were a future after the grave, then I'd say, well, let me die and bring me back after your anger is over. Im yamut gever hayichye. But that's impossible. When a person dies, does he come back? Kol yemei tzeva'i ayachel ad bo chalifati. Iyov says, so what's left? The time I have on earth, I just wait for the time I die. I wait for it to be over, but I don't hope for an afterlife because there is no afterlife. Being that there is no future, Im yamut gever hayichye, if a person dies, does he come back? Kol yemei tzeva'i. So therefore, all the time that I've been allotted, ayachel, I hope, ad bo chalifati, to the point that I die. That's the hope I have. The hope is within this framework. I can only hope for what exists in life till I die. But I have no hope beyond that. And therefore, Yov says, tikra, if only you would call out and explain to me, why are you hurting me? Why are you afflicting me? Tikra, ve'anochi e'eneka lemasei yadecha tichsof. I know that being that you created me, so every creator has an affinity for his creation. So I know lemasei yadecha tichsof, that you do have a certain affinity for me. And so, if only you'd call and explain to me, why is it that you're hurting me so? V'anochi eneka, I have an answer. If you say I've sinned, talk to me, tell me what I've done wrong, and I'll tell you it's not so. Ki ata se'adai tispo lo tishmo al chatati. Iov says, ki ata tse'adai tisbo, for before I get to say what I've done good in life, you count my footsteps and you see exactly what I've done. Lo tishmor al chatati. Don't wait. Punish everything all at once. If I'm wrong, take accounting and punish me all at once. Don't wait and punish me slowly. Chatum bitzror pishihi. Vatit pol al avoni. And Eov says, I don't understand. It's as though I'm punished and punished for everything all at once, and it's not over. As much as I suffer, it's not over. It's as though my sin is there for eternity. And so Eov says, it must be you're blaming me for things that it's not fair to blame me. It must be that you're blaming me for things I did in my youth. So let's talk, God. I'll fill you in on all the good things I've done. Tikra, you call, you talk to me, Eov said in Tetvav, and I'll answer you. I know you desire me. I know I'm your creation, so you do have some connection. And here we have to wonder if Eov is breaking from what he said initially in the beginning of the book, that God isn't connected to this world. Can't be, God knows what's going on. Meaning, is Eov's call over here a true call to God? Or is Eov just really speaking to his friends and he's wording it poetically? He's as though he's talking to God, but he's really talking to them, because his position was, 10 chapters ago, his position was it can't be that God's following what's going on here. Now in the last few chapters, Eov's been saying, God's focused on punishing me. It cannot be coincidental that I'm suffering so much. And if God's punishing me, it must be over the sins of my youth, because I've done nothing wrong lately. So from the time I know what life's about, I'm a good person. So God, if you want to talk to me, let me fill you in. I'm a really good person. And it seems, Eov says, that you're paying me back for everything I've ever done wrong all at once, when really what I've done wrong was in my youth. And as much as you're paying back, it's not over. There's still more affliction waiting. Ve'ulam ha'nofel yibol v'tzu yetak mimekomo. And the truth is, just like a mountain that falls, and once it's fallen, it's not getting back. If a rock breaks off from the mountain, it's not going to be reattached. It's not going back. Avanim shachaku ma'ayim tishtof sifichea afar aretz v'tikvat enosh hevata. Just as waters have worn down a rock, just as a rock that's been worn down by waters cannot return, the water can ultimately wear the rock thin, and you can't replace that rock, you can't reattach it. Tishtof sefichea, and just like the young growth on the earth, meaning sometimes you have things that grow of their own accord without people planting them. That's what sefichim are. So that's the top growth of the earth. When the water comes down, it's easy to wash them away and they're not coming back. Tishtof sefichea afar aretz v'tikvat enosh hevata. By the same token, a person's hope is lost, because what's there to hope for after death? Titkefeu lanetzach v'yahaloch mishanefanav v'teshalecheu. When a person dies, it's all over. Titkefeu, it grabs him with strength. Lanetzach, for eternity. He's dead, and he's dead. He's not coming back. Mishane fanav, and his face changes, so to speak, when he dies. Vatishalecheu, and you send him for eternity. He ain't coming back. Meaning, as we see, the face rots in the grave. He's not coming back. Yichbedu vanav velo yedaha veyitzaru velo yavin namo. If his children get honor, he doesn't know. If his children get pained, he doesn't understand. Ach besaro alav yichav venafsho alav teval. When he still has his flesh, when he's still alive, then ach besaro alav, when his flesh is still with him, yichav, then he could feel pain. Venafsho alav teval, and when his venafsho alav, when his soul is with him, then teval, it could mourn over the sorrow. But after death, he knows nothing. This is another example of a pasuk which Chazal discussed as though Eov was right. Meaning Chazal discussed, do the dead know what's going on in this world? And Chazal bring this pasuk as a proof. The way we're learning it, Eov was wrong. Okay, what was Eov's point now that we finished his long speech? He says, you think I don't know, and I know as much as you know, I know even more. He shames all of them. He says, you're all playing sycophancy here. You're trying to play it up to God, and you're blaming me that I've sinned, and I haven't sinned. Eov, you say, I've gotten this punishment because I'm not smart enough, I haven't lived a good enough life. It's not true. I've lived a good life, and and if you want to blame me for my youth, well, what do you want? The human nature, ayur pera adam yivaled. The human being is born a wild animal. A human being is born from impurity. A human being comes from parents who were defiled. It's not his fault that it takes some time to find his whereabouts and figure out what his life is about. You can't hold him accountable for the fact that in his youth, he wasn't yet born perfect. That can't be that's what I'm being blamed for, that's what I'm suffering for. Well, I've got a lot to say for myself. That can't be. It's not my fault, and so that can't be what I'm being punished for. And quite the contrary, from the time I knew what was going on, I've lived a perfect life, and it cannot be that I'm being punished for that. And if that's so, God, let's have a talk, because I've got a lot to say for myself. Now, Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Eliphaz HaTemani's answer.